Every time you get back up, you get stronger. You grow a muscle. You have an action muscle that you know that no matter who says what, you're moving forward. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I am feeling so massively connected, you guys, because so many of you are sharing your stories and just sharing what you're getting out of the podcast and what actions you're taking. And more than anything in the world, I know that I am here to help people give themselves their own permission. And I do that by being walking permission. So I have to give it to myself first in order to help you guys. So something that I've been doing massively is just massive, massive action. And this is on my heart so much because it's the only way to move things forward. And before I jump into this quickie, I do want to remind you guys that I just launched my new Love Child event with Lindsay Schwartz. It is called Event Love, EventLuv.com. You guys have to go and check it out. If you have it in your mind, in your solar plexus, in your gut, in your world, that you know that you are meant to be a speaker, a facilitator, have your own retreats, have your own workshops, have your own book and book tours, whatever that looks like for you, small groups, big groups, huge live events, small, tiny masterminds, whatever that is, this is for you. We are going to teach you exactly how to train, how to facilitate, how to run the flow, how to have profitable events. You guys, this is not just for fun. I fully believe that you should be massively supported in exactly what it is that you are meant to do in your gifts. And you'll never know how to do that unless you learn from someone else and take massive action. So it is not far out. It's only about a month away, you guys. So go and check it out. It is at Event Love. It's going to be super intimate, massive training, week-long training, 5 days of immersive training where you will actually become the facilitator, the speaker, the event host in the room. So if that scares you, it's exactly where you need to be. We teach with so much love. You're going to get over your fears in about 3 hours of having to do anything because we are going to do so much work to make you comfortable and step in that you'll be used to it. So that moves into the podcast today because I want you to start getting really, really comfortable with fear and with failure. And I talk about this pretty much all the time, every single day in every post. And the reason that I do, I could talk about it the rest of my freaking life, is because fear and failure is the only thing that's stopping you. It's the only thing that's stopping you. If you actually wrote down the thoughts that are stopping you or who you're worried about, who are stopping you from living your biggest dream and from living out the gift that God gave you, it would be quite funny. And I know that you're like, that's not funny, but I would like you to write it down and be like, I'm scared that my friend Becky, who's opinionated on Instagram, is going to call me out or say something. I'm scared that this mom group is going to say, who do you think you are that I normally hang out with? I'm scared that, you know, my husband or an ex-boyfriend will say, oh my God, you're failing again. Whatever that is, that's literally stopping you from living out the gifts that you know you have to share. And not just that, you're stopping the person who you're meant to help from getting the help that they need. You're literally cutting off their lifeline because for a lot of people, that message is coming through you. That's how messages work. They come through others. You're listening to this podcast right now. You need to be the person sharing sharing your message. Like, if I did not get out of my own freaking way, I would not be able to be talking to millions and millions of you, hopefully spurring you into even the tiniest bit of action, making the tiniest mental shift. You guys, it doesn't take a lot. So I want you to literally ask pain and fear to bring it on, because you can handle it. You can handle it. When that comment comes on Instagram, say, oh my God, thank you. This is helping me get a freaking backbone. Thank you. I'm so grateful for this person that I can sit here and just say, oh, you know what? Sending love, because they are in massive pain. And if you need to block and delete, do it. It's what I do. I'm like, you know what? Can't put that on my page. Can't bring that around here. Block, delete, over it. Right? My comeback rate from this is so fast now, because honestly, I'm like, bring it, bring it, bring it. I'm totally good. I need it in order to go where I'm going to go. I have to learn how to look at it, not get emotionally attached to John Kitty Face number 12, who is telling me that I'm a freaking idiot and I'm annoying, or I don't know what I'm talking about. You guys, you have to keep moving. You're getting so stuck in these stupid, piddly things that you'll never be able to handle what comes with massive success. If you want massive success, you have to know that you can handle all of the pain and discomfort that comes with it. And you can. You can. You are literally created unassailable, which means that no human can take you down, you guys. You choose if you're going to get taken down or if you get back up. You choose if you're going to get taken down or if you get back up. I'm going to say it again. You choose if you're going to get taken down or you get back up. Every time you get back up, you get stronger. You grow a muscle. You have an action muscle that you know that no matter who says what, you're moving forward. Failure, being wrong, admitting that you're wrong, saying sorry and moving on. So many of you are afraid of saying the wrong thing. Say the wrong thing and then say you're sorry and learn from it. It's the only way to learn. Maybe you put out a post that offends a million people, or it gets reposted or retweeted and says what a horrible person you are, or someone calls you out or people bully you. Okay, maybe you did something wrong. Assess it. Say, I'm so sorry. I'm learning. I'm human just like you. I'm moving forward because I'm here to be inspirational. Get back on your feet. You can't get taken down unless you choose to stay down. You can't get taken down unless you choose to stay down. Hear me on that. Please move forward. Do not live your life in this place of massive resistance and massive pain of wanting to be somewhere else. And here's the other thing, you guys. If this is not for you and you are happy with your life, stop thinking that happiness is somewhere else and just get really present and happy with your present life. Look around, because everything that you have right now, just like that quote, is something that you once wished for. Right? Everything that you have right now is something that you once prayed for. So if you're someone who's like, I'm so sick of all these people wanting to be a hustler or be an entrepreneur or take massive action, then just get so happy and present with where you're at and drop into that. But don't keep making happiness somewhere else, right? Don't keep making happiness somewhere else. And even if you are someone who is just in the massive go-getter phase right along with me right now, in the massive exciting push phase, be happy with where you're at and know that you're so freaking awesome. And you guys, do you know what I say to myself every day in the mirror? I say, I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of you. You keep moving forward even when you feel like you're an idiot. You keep moving forward even when someone tries to say something horrible to you to stop you. You keep moving forward even when you question who the hell you are and whatever you're doing. You keep taking action. I'm so proud of you. You keep trying to help. You keep stepping in. I'm so proud of you. Try it. Try it. Say it out loud right now. I'm serious. If you're on a walk, if you're on a run, let yourself feel to your core that you are so proud of yourself for keeping moving forward, for forward momentum, for showing up when it was hard, for showing up when your friends told you you couldn't, for showing up when everybody's doubting you, for showing up when you feel like your partner's not on the same path, for showing up when your parents tell you you need to be doing something different, for showing up when people are disappointed in you. Keep going. That is part of it. Pain is the human experience. So the faster you get used to it, the more you get the other good stuff on the other side of it. You guys, life is a pure 50-50 split. stop resisting the other 50%, because I'm telling you, the pain and the failure is where all of the learning and value is. Bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. You can do it. You can do hard things. You can handle hard things. You can handle feedback. You can handle criticism. You can do this. You can take it every single day. It's not you, it's them. And once in a while, I'm going to say once in a while it is you. So assess it and say, I'm sorry, I'm learning. This was so beautiful. Thank you for pointing this out. Take a minute. Do not make decisions from the place of emotion. Do not make decisions from reaction. Do not go and respond to that thing or react to that thing that just caused you so much emotional, just gave you such an emotional trigger. Give yourself time to respond. And sometimes the best response is no response. If you're not ready to respond and it is digging in and adding fuel to that fire that that person wants, do not respond. Sometimes I don't respond at all because it just takes way too much energy and it would get me in a loop of just fighting anyway. If no response is the best response, keep going. If it needs a response, think on it, write it out, have a conversation. And if you still know it's not going anywhere, let it go, because it's your energy that you need to move forward. You can do this. You are strong. You can handle pain and you can handle feedback. Bring it on, right? Bring it on. You'll be okay. You're connected to something so much bigger. You're connected to something that can heal everything. You're connected to an energy that literally is so powerful. It will help you move through everything, but you have to have faith that everything is for you. You have to create the belief that everything is for you. That pain comes, that comment comes, that person says that thing. This was for me. Thank you for this lesson. I could not have learned it any other way. You guys, I love you so much. I'm sending you so much love. I want you to know that I am so excited to be in the room with you if you guys come to Event Love, because we are going to become powerful, confident facilitators, confident speakers. We're going to get our message out into the world. We're going to all have each other. We're going to bond together. We are going to step in. This will be the reference point for the rest of your life. And you absolutely will have this incredible, beautiful tribe of like-minded people to lean on through creating profitable events, creating profitable retreats, workshops, really stepping in and owning this arena. It's so needed. It's so needed where you're at. And it can be a super profitable career. So never, ever question that. I fully believe that we are completely confirmed in monetizing our gifts so that we can be supported. You weren't given that gift or vision to struggle. You were not given that gift or vision to struggle. You were given it to find a way to monetize it, to support this beautiful message and help change people's lives and futures. So you guys go to eventluv.com and I can't wait to have you in the room. And let me know what that was weird. Let me know what what you got out of this podcast. I want to hear it. Okay, guys, till next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.